If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Stevie M. Stevie M. asks... Give me a second here. Stevie M. asks, I'm cold calling realtors and professionals and asking the question, do you at all keep your options open when it comes to making money outside of your profession? I'm getting yeses to the question, but when I send them the video, they aren't watching or answering the follow-up call. Any tips? You know, the work is really done in that invite. And so, you know, my suggestion is to further qualify the what the next step is. A lot of times people will weakly move forward. So if someone says, yeah, you know, hey, do you at all keep your options open when it comes to making money outside of your profession? And they say, sure. And then the person says, okay, great, I'm gonna send you a video. What's your email? Right? Well, a lot of times people move forward out of weakness, and you want to control the situation and explain and give more instructions. So it's great that you're getting a lot of yeses. Here's what I would add to that initial conversation. I would just add, okay, great. Typically, when I speak to a professional such as yourself, I send them a 17-minute video, 10-minute audio, 5-page article, whatever it is that you send. I don't know what you send. But typically, use that word. It's very hypnotic and very powerful. Typically, when I speak to a professional just like yourself, I send them a video. This video is X number of minutes long, and it will easily tell if this is something that's a fit for you or not. And then we schedule a follow-up call. Now, I am very busy. We have a lot of people checking out the video and a lot of people that are working this. But I'm free at 2:45 Eastern tomorrow or 3:50. Give them two options for the follow-up call. And when they tell you, if they give you either of those, okay, I can do 2:45. Okay, great. So you'll be at your phone at 2:45 tomorrow and you will have watched the video. Is that correct? And they'll typically, you know, say yes. And then say, okay, great. I'm going to call you now. Is this the best number to call you at 2:40? So see, I'm just solidifying the follow-up. I'm doing that a lot more than maybe what you're doing there. But if you're getting a lot of yeses, this will actually be pretty easy. The people that don't get yeses, it's usually in their tone. They're usually coming across as very weak and very, you know, wimpy. So if you're getting yeses, this little tweak should actually make a very, very big difference for you, and you should start absolutely rocking it. So there you go, Stevie M. Hopefully that helps you out. And by the way, we do have a webinar training coming up. It's actually tonight, Wednesday, November 4th. Feel free to register for it at rayhigdon.com/Wednesday. rayhigdon.com/Wednesday. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.